Pennsylvania lawmakers are pushing forward some significant juvenile justice reforms. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports the bill has been under consideration for years and is finally making its way through the State House.
More than 2 years ago, the Pennsylvania Juvenile Justice Task Force delivered a final report complete with policy recommendations. Now, House Bill 1381 is making its way to a possible vote on the floor. Sponsored by State Representative Dan Miller, the bill makes several changes to the youth justice system. Highlights include ending a direct file to adult court and prohibiting the use of solitary confinement on children. Donna Cooper, Executive Director of Children First, is optimistic about the future of juvenile justice in Pennsylvania.
They're not the full suite of bills that we need to move to a really reasonable, effective, and state-of-the-art juvenile justice system where we make sure that children never become adult offenders. But they begin to move us in that right direction.
The Pennsylvania Juvenile Justice Task Force was formed in 2019 following numerous scandals, including the abuse at Glen Mills schools. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.